No.
Or something like that?
No.
What about talking about the fireplace, those things inside a fireplace that you see that you lay the logs across?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call them? What have you heard those things called?
You call those the, call them the banners. I was saying, I'm just not too big with that.
Have you heard people ever call them fire dogs?
No.
Have heard? What about andirons? Have you heard?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What about, what do you call that thing right up there that those cards are sitting on and those ornaments? That's the what? That whole thing is the what?
Well, this is the banners here. Just to speak them out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there, would you call that the mantle, the whole thing?
The down. Right. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard people call that anything else?
No, not really.
Have you ever heard people talk about the mantle board?
Well, the mantle, that's it.
That's the mantle board.
Because you say, like you said, it could be bored or anything, but that's just laying there.
Okay. Talking about a fireplace, what do you call those things that people burn in a fireplace? About, you know, that long and round?
Logs.
Logs. Mm-hmm. And talking about things that you burn in a fireplace, what do you call that, you know, that type of wood that people use to get the fire started? It burns real easily?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard people call that anything else?
That sounds straight, you know, turn around.
Have you ever heard it referred to as lighter?
Kiln lighter. See, that's the same thing. Kiln lighter.
Usually made out of, it's usually fat pine or something
like
that.
Yeah, it's come from a tree, you know, real pine.
Burn real easily.
Kiln.
And talking about a fireplace again, you know, when you burn something in there a long period of time, you'll get that black substance will form around the sides and up in the chimney. What do you call that deposit that forms on the sides?
Smut.
You ever heard people call that anything besides smut? You ever heard it called soot?
Soot.
Same thing?
Yeah, I guess that same thing,
soot,
smut.
And after that wood burns down, that stuff that's left?
Ashes.
What color are those usually?
Maybe light, it's a bit hard. Sometimes you can see it kind of light gray.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess it might depend on the type of wood.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
What are some of the things that you'd have in a typical living room, Sam?
Well, you would, first of all, you would have your chairs, you know, your living room set. You know, living assisted chairs.
Would you call that a chair that you're sitting in any particular type of chair?
No.
Maybe an easy chair or something like that?
What they call an easy chair would be one that, you know, movable, you know.
Oh,
one
of the
lazy boy, that would be called easy, you know, chair. I don't consider that one. Well, you consider one maybe in the living room, but I just mostly, you know, just chairs. Mm-hmm. Couch, studio couch.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call a couch anything else?
Just studio couch.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard, would it be the same thing as a sofa?
That's what I'm speaking about, a sofa, a studio couch, something like that, yeah.
You ever heard people call it a Davenport? Never heard that?
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about this piece of furniture right here?
Well, you call that your, get this together here. You call it
a coffee table?
Yeah,
coffee table.
That's what we're speaking about. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, talk about, you mentioned bedroom. What about some typical stuff that you have?